Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by Leidos, practical answers for a complicated world.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Here's what's happening.
Abey, quarterback follow. On his feet, got face mask, no call. Breaks out of a tackle. Zach Abey outside the numbers at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Navy midshipman.
Zach Abey running for 235 yards, threw for 110 more. The Mids beat Florida Atlantic 42-19 in a game that ended at 1:50 a.m. thanks to those always popular late summer lightning delays down in Florida. We'll come back and take a look at that game with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, and we'll look ahead to the green wave of Tulane. Talk about it with coach, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, and defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, whose defense was outstanding on Friday night against the Owls. All that and more coming your way next on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables were dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew. You know you're in the market for a new car when... Or when... And definitely when...
Congratulations on the twins!
Luckily, when it comes to auto loans, Navy Federal Credit Union offers competitive rates, a pre-approval check, and up to 100% financing. So when you know you're ready for a better, Navy Federal is ready to help. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Miz getting set for the green wave of Tulane with head coach Ken Niumatalolo is... He had a chance now to look back at the tape on this marathon from Friday night. Just an overall thought after you watched the tape to see how your team performed on Friday night.
Really excited, Pete. I just the resiliency of our team. You know, we changed some things philosophically and scheme-wise on defense, and I love the way we played, our pressure, and we held up man-to-man versus you know, some athletic guys. You know, I thought Zach, for his first start this season, did a lot of good things, you know, whereas he can improve on. But so could everybody who played. You know what I mean? Nobody played perfect. But I was pleased to be able to come out of there with the W.
Look, you can't train for what happened at the end of the third quarter with what, I mean, the lightning delays, the going in, the coming back out. Just thoughts on the way your staff and the players handled a situation that just rarely happens.
Well, I think it just shows you what this place is all about, from prep school kids, the kids that come direct, just the toughness and the grit that you have to go to school here. It's a demanding place. And I think those guys are like, all right, you know, we've been through worse. We can hang this, you know, we can stick to this. But I thought the staff, like you said, also did a great job. Our strength staff and our training room staff, just figuring out what to do. We foam rolled, we did band stretches, we did other, you know, stretching, did some dynamic workouts, I mean, warm-ups, we drank, we hydrated. I mean, our guys were doing everything and anything to try to make sure we could play when we came back out.
Rules of the game now during your summer preparation don't allow you to hit as much as you would in previous years. But for the first game, could you have imagined that your team would tackle really with the high level that they attacked Florida Atlantic with?
It was a big concern of mine because we didn't tackle as much this camp, you know, by design. And I asked our guys to fabricate tackling situations in practice, whether we're tackling on a mat or we're tackling using the tackling dummies, you know, just to try to save our bodies a little bit. But there's nothing like live tackling. I mean, it's, you have to do that. And, you know, so we worked on angles and all those kinds of things, body position. But you never know. You never know how you're going to tackle. And I was super pleased with the way we tackled. And hopefully we can keep doing that because it's going to be the same thing again this week.
Great thing about watching this program, and as you often refer to it, this culture, people often emerge, you know, on that depth chart somewhere when given an opportunity. Josh Walker looks to be the latest guy to take advantage. Moved positions, which is certainly an unselfish move on his part. He's just trying to find a way to help the team any way he can. Thoughts on his first action at the B-back spot where he looked like he gave you a nice lift as a reserve to Chris High?
Again, another guy I'm really excited about with Josh Walker. Gives us a 1-2 punch with him and Chris High, and, you know, just he's a really slippery back. You know, he's really elusive. You know, that touchdown run they had, to be able to, you know, do a 360 and keep his feet. He's a guy that, again, I really think is going to help us to be able to have, you know, that 1-2 punch of Chris High and Josh Walker is really going to be beneficial.
Willie Fritz and Tulane come to town this week. He went out and identified a junior college guy that can run their stuff probably a little bit better than the guys they had last year when you faced them. Thoughts initially on what you've seen from Tulane after their season opening win over Grambling?
Typical Coach Fritz football team, well coached, disciplined, tough, hard nosed. And those guys are a little bit more acclimated in year two with their offensive scheme. Defensively, they're still flying around and active there. So, really, really impressed by what I saw.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. When we return, we'll talk with the offensive coordinator, Ivan Jasper, get his thoughts on how his pupil and his offensive mates did on Friday night. Ivan Jasper joins us next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the green wave of Tulane with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. All right, how did your student do on Friday night on the road? 90 degrees, 70% humidity. First drive of the game, you go right down the field. How did he do?
Well, he played okay. He played decent. First of all, we think Zach has, again, he has maybe some Wolverine in him because he's the one guy that didn't cramp up, didn't get tired. This kid has a different something in him, you know, that makes him, I mean, he never gets tired. I mean, he's a workhorse, and he played that way. You know, so from a standpoint of what we thought he'd do as far as running the football, being a physical player, definitely he showed that. Now, he did struggle in the passing game, you know, miss some key reads, you know, but we can fix that. But the most important part, running the football, he definitely showed up, and we're definitely happy with that.
You recruited him. In addition to playing football, he was a rugby player. Mm-hmm. He was a wrestler. There's that toughness gene that seems to lie within him because you can't participate in those sports without that toughness gene. First contact the other night, wasn't a lot of first contact bringing him down. Is that one of those qualities? I mean, we saw it with Will too, mm-hmm. but is that one of those qualities? You know how the quarterback has to run in this offense. Is that one of those qualities that you can't teach that? And he seems to have it.
Well, he's taken to a whole nother level, you know, with his background, for us being a rugby and a rugby player and a wrestler, you know, so that's something that we haven't had in quarterback here. So he definitely has, you know, the pedigree to be a tough quarterback for us. It's funny because we always talk about everything that Zach knows is just, you know, grunting and rough. doesn't have any touch. You know, when he throws a football, it's always throwing his heart. Yeah. Zach learned to have touch. The other night on a touchdown to Bonner, he threw with some great touch. Yes, he did. You know? So that was really, really good to see. And again, overall, you know, he played well. You know, again, some things that we can fix, that can be fixed. It's just a matter of week two, building on those negatives and getting better at them, and him just staying humble and staying hungry.
You guys saw something different than you thought you might see from a lineup standpoint. How quick was he and the rest of the offense able to make the adjustments you needed to make based on the lineup that you got, as opposed to the one you may have anticipated that you were going to get?
Now, all our kids joke about it. Whenever we say we want to see this, they all say, "Coach, we're not going to see that. It's going to be something completely different." You know, but yeah, they definitely pull one over on us. You know, which made them come out in even front. It came out in the I front. You know, playing a lot of out front 50, Air Force kind of principles on defense. You know, but again, we recognized it right off the bat, and you know, saw what they were in, and just started executing our plan. Got to the sideline, recognized what they were doing. You know, and again, kind of went to our Bible, got our game plan out. You know, and kind of drew some things up and made sure we're on the same page, and the kids executed.
You knew what you had, and then Chris Hyde, the B-back, mm-hmm. you had what you thought Josh Walker could be. Mm-hmm. Did he surpass expectations with what he delivered on Friday?
He did, and honestly, there was one play where he kind of came, I think he came on a trap. It wasn't great, and he kind of spent off. He got hit in the back really, really mm-hmm. hard, and it kind of buckled him, you know, and the ball never moved. He got right back up. That was what we were worried about, playing that position, because that position, you got to be a man to play fullback.
And he hadn't played since Tulsa of last year, so contact really kind of foreign to him at that point still.
Exactly. You know, so we were definitely, definitely pleased with what he did. You know, and that run he made for a touchdown, again, Chris Hyde's a good football player, but Chris Hyde might not make that run. That first guy might get Chris on the ground, but Josh is a good player. He's great balance, did a spin move, mm-hmm. stayed on his feet, and took it to the house. You know, so we're definitely happy with what we got at fullback. We got two pretty good football players. And there's also a third guy, young guy right now. You know, that they might be looking at down the road. That's a good football player. The future looks bright for us.
You had a chance to play a number of offensive linemen. Certainly the weather dictated that the other night with the heat and the humidity. Mm-hmm. What's the value on getting those guys meaningful snaps in a game like that? Because, you know, every guy is just one play away from having a much more increased role.
It's huge to get those guys reps, you know. And thinking back on it, you know, maybe should a guy Garrett in the game, you know, got him a few reps, you know. I take a chance on getting Zach hurt, you know, but that's just something we just didn't think about. We wanted to win the football game. The way things were going with the delays, you know, we just kind of want to make sure that we got this, that this game in hand, you know. But it's always great to get the backups the reps, get those guys experience, you know, because down the road, their number will be called at some point during the season, and reps like this will help them get ready for it.
How difficult was the delay process? Because it really was a process. I mean, it lasted so long.
Yes.
What challenges arose? Because, as you mentioned, you're at this point, you're just trying to get everybody out of the game as healthy as possible, if you can do that, but you got to finish the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to keep you guys focused, you know, but I think our guys did a great job in the locker room. I did go down on two of the three, I think, delays. I went down and kind of walked around in the locker room. Guys are staying focused. They're off their feet, you know, but the coaches kept walking around, yelling at guys, make sure that we stay focused. We had to finish this game. Of course, we want to get out of there earlier and get back home, you know, but guys stayed focused, you know, but you want to get out of there. And but at the same time, you know, as a coach, you still got to play more snaps. Guys can still get hurt. So you got to stay focused. You can't let up. So for me, I mean, it was just a matter of staying focused. I went back in the box, just sat down and kept my mind where it needed to be. As when we came back out there, that I was ready to go as well.
Obviously, Tanzel Smart is gone. Nico Marley is gone, mm-hmm. thankfully. But still, a pretty stout plan that Tulane has brought to the table the 2 years you all have played them in this league. You know, why has their plan been good? Obviously, individual players help, but why has their plan been so good?
Because they're sound. They're sound. They know what they're doing, and they don't try to be fancy. You know, Coach Ritz understands option football. You know, he's going to give you a certain look and let his kids line up and just play. You know, they don't try to be too cute. Obviously, they did lose some good players from last year, but watching their game against Grambling, these guys are fast, they're athletic, and they play fast, and they play hard, you know. So it's going to be a tough, tough football game on Saturday. We have a good plan. It's going to be a physical football game. You know, we're going to try to go out there. If we can get a few cheap scores, we'll definitely let it do that. But it's going to be a knockout battle on Saturday.
Yeah, Grambling had a heck of a season last year. It's a good win for Tulane last week. Appreciate the time, as always. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, everyone, man. Appreciate it.
Just amazing what that man is dealing with right now with his family. And as always, our best to Jaron for certainly the best of health and getting well quickly. And hopefully they can get that heart transplant and Jaron can get back to doing what all 14-year-olds are supposed to be doing, going to school with their friends and enjoying the activities of life. Offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Coming up, we will talk with the man who orchestrated an outstanding defensive unit on Friday night. We'll do it with Dale Pearson. We return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
11 states, 13 institutions, some of the nation's largest markets. There is power in our size. Over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni. Their influence is power. And 21 championship caliber sports. We compete with power that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Get to B-Dub's best seat in the house on Mondays for your chance to win transportation for you and five friends to and from B-Dub's, $100 in free food, and your chance to win tickets to a local pro football home game or a VIP big game viewing party for two in Las Vegas. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years or older. One entry per person per week only and must be present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Columbia, Laurel, and Bowie. You have to be here.
I was at work, but I get this phone call, and on the other end is my daughter. She's crying.
Our 18-year-old was in an accident. When I call USAA, it was that voice asking me, is your daughter okay? That's where I felt relief.
It actually helped to know that somebody else cared and wanted to make sure that I was okay. That was really great.
The experience with USAA was very focused on family.
USAA took care of her car rental and getting her car towed. All I had to take care of was making sure that my daughter was okay. So to me, that was just wonderful.
We're the Rivera family, and we will be with USAA for life.
USAA. We know what it means to serve. Call today to talk about your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the green wave of Tulane with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And as we were just mentioning, last week you got a lot of side-to-side from Florida Atlantic. This week with Tulane, completely different game plan. And a Tulane team that you knew once Willie Fritz got there, you knew this group was going to get organized. They've done a fine job in the short amount of time they've been there. Thoughts on what you've seen briefly on tape now getting prepared for Tulane?
Coach Fitz is an excellent coach, got a great staff. You knew they'd get it going, and it looks like they got it rolling. They got a really good quarterback, a junior college transfer, a kid that came in, really runs their offense well. They're kind of like, if I watch them, it looks like our guys, the receivers, block really hard. They take a lot of pride in blocking. They've got a couple of really good backs, that run downhill and have some speed, so we've got our work cut out for us.
Thought the guys tackled really well for a first game, especially. I mean, as you know, as a coach now, there's not as much hitting and contact and live tackling as certainly you would like now in this sport during practice. But I thought your group really tackled well, especially in open space for the most part on Friday night.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the positive things that I saw. I thought they did tackle pretty well for not a lot of live work, which I guess proves that if you do the right drills and you don't have to pound each other to get better at it.
Sure. When you have a game like the other night where, especially after three quarters, you got delay, guys have to ramp down, then guys have to ramp back up. It really felt your guys did a good job of handling that once Florida Atlantic got a couple possessions there, once we finally got resumed and played. That can be tough, I imagine, on anybody having to ramp down a couple times, ramp back up. Just thoughts on the way the guys approached that situation.
Yeah, I thought they handled it as well as could be expected. I mean, that was the first time in all my years of coaching I've had anything like that happen. So I'm trying to remember here. It seems like we had a game here, VMI or somebody that it got
opening game 1 year. Sure.
Yeah, Lightning, but that was like a 20-minute delay or 30-minute delay. We were back out and finished the game, and the sun came out. So I thought they handled it well. you know, it's I think it shows the maturity of your leaders. I think really they're the ones that got it going. In fact, the last time we came out, they might have been more motivated than when we came out initially. So I thought they did a really nice job of staying prepared in the locker room.
Obviously, the buzzword is aggressive. I mean, we hear that from a lot of defenses, but certainly you all did some more things to, you know, pressure their quarterback, pressure what little bit of run game they tried to establish. Satisfied with what you got, especially when trying to, you know, maybe bring some extra guys up near the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I thought we made a lot of calls, a lot more calls in that game than we typically make. I thought they handled it well. I was nervous about playing a lot of man, and
sure,
we played about 50% man-to-man, which nowadays they're kind of forcing you to do that so you can get more people in the box. So, you know, I think all in all, you know, we handled it well. Again, different animal this week, and I don't know that they were the most, you know, grilled up offense that we're going to see, although they did have some athletes, they had some guys that could run, and I thought their old line did a really nice job of picking things up because we came with everything.
Yeah.
But I think our guys' mentality was a little different. I think we need to continue to get that mentality from.
I thought we saw some things from Micah Thomas the other night, some of the things that we don't necessarily get to see with him. We saw his athleticism on display, used him on some run blitzes, obviously a couple times had a pass defend and then a pass interception. Is that part of the creativity at times that we're going to have to see you all do with him, especially against teams that you're going to see spread it out like that through most of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a really good athlete. You know, he's pretty much played in the same position the last 3 years. We're going to put him off the edge. We're going to bring him up the middle. You know, he's a really good athlete. He can play man on a lot of number three receivers. He can play man on back. So I just think he's a versatile guy that we maybe haven't used to his full potential. And I think the blitzing part of it has made him a much better downhill player. If he had any negative, that was probably it. He was kind of a little bit patient, and I think the blitzing's made him more aggressive. So, you know, I think he's the kind of athlete we need to get as much as we can out of.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
All right, thanks.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, his unit was brilliant. The one big pass play they gave up, otherwise tackled well, and they're going to have to do that against many other spreads they'll see this year. However, they will not be seeing the spread this week. This is a phone booth game coming up with Tulane running the ball with the quarterback, the mids running the ball, of course. We'll find out what emerges coming up on Saturday at 3:30. Don't forget, we're on the air at 2:30 on the network right here on the Navy Sports Network. Coming up, take a look at some of the other things happening around the yard. We'll do that when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back. The International Women's Collegiate Lacrosse Association in their inaugural class of Hall of Famers that were just announced. And, you know, you couldn't do this without Cindy Timchel. No one has done more for the game of women's lacrosse. All of the championships that she won at Maryland, obviously, now at Navy, getting that program off the ground and into the Final Four this year. And if you were going to have an inaugural Hall of Fame class and she wasn't in it, you might as well disband the thing before they ever induct anybody. Simply the greatest that has been on the sidelines in all of women's lacrosse, and congratulations to Coach Timchel on the honor. Coming up this weekend, volleyball's in action up in Philadelphia. If you're in the area, stop on in and see the Mids. They will take on LaSalle Friday and then head over to Penn on Saturday and take on Penn and Robert Morris as part of a couple of matches over at the University of Pennsylvania on Saturday. Men's and women's cross country, they're in action coming up this weekend as well. Women get started at 9:45, men at 11 o'clock here in Annapolis. Men's soccer, home on Saturday, taking on James Madison. All of that action commences at 11 o'clock. If you can't be there, Joe Miller has the call on the Patriot League Network, and then he will speed on over and join us for all the action of Navy and Tulane, which comes your way on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. Mids last year gave up 287 yards to the Green Wave on the ground before subduing them. We'll see if Navy can get the job done and improve to 2-0. Navy and Tulane brought to you by BB&T coming up on Saturday at 3:30. That'll do it for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. As always, our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. Thank you for joining us this week. We'll do it again next week. It's the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA. By Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.